This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Despite four straight losses, the Green Bay Packers are 1.5-point favorites against the second-seeded Bears in the wildcard playoff opener on Saturday night in Chicago. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Coach Matt LaFleur on the vibe entering the postseason.
I think our guys are excited. They're excited for the challenge. They're excited for the opportunity, and that's how we're going to attack it, and that's our mindset, because right now, when you get to the postseason, everybody's 0-0. It's a clean slate, so we have an opportunity, and that's all you can ask for.
What gives him confidence they can make a playoff run?
I believe in that locker room. I believe in the talent that we have, the players that we have, how committed they are, how together they are, and I know the type of fight that we have as a football team.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Trayvon Diggs played half the defensive snaps against the Vikings on Sunday, his first game with the Packers. Packers needed to get a look at him before the start of the playoffs this weekend. How did it go?
It went good. It was a great vibe. I had a great time. You know, everything was fluent. It was fresh, but it was good, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Coach Matt LaFleur.
Certainly, I think it was good for him to hear some of the calls, get acclimated with our defense, and then I think we can build on that going into this week.
I'm Bill Scott. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.